You're listening to Cat Tales.
Hi, and welcome to another edition of Cat Tales. This tale is about Whiskey Myers, an American Southern country rock band from Texas, who have been likened to Lynyrd Skynyrd, Blackberry Smoke, and Cadillac 3. But when I caught up with guitarist Cody Tate on their second headlining UK tour, it's clear that this band want to do things their own way. This is the one with Cody Tate. Yeah, so I'm sitting here with Cody of Whiskey Myers. Welcome to the UK.
Well, thanks for having us.
Not the first time you've been here, though, is it?
No, it's not. I think this is our fifth time within in like 14 months or something like that.
Okay, but last year was the first time you'd been over to the UK, wasn't it?
Yes.
I know. Now, for a band that's been around for about 10 years or so, fancy not coming over sooner? Why has it taken you so long to get over here?
I'm not sure. It's just timing, I guess. You know, we've had opportunities and offers to come over before, but it's just we've had stuff booked at the time, so it's just just a lot and enough time to come over here. You know, for long enough to get, you know, some shows in.
Yeah, because when you come over, you really want to get into the rhythm of it all, don't
Absolutely,
you? And have
yeah.
something worth coming
we've,
over.
We've been over here. Our first one was with Cadillac 3,
yep.
and we did their tour with them, and then we come over twice for one-offs for festivals, Download and Ramblin'
yep.
Man. And but other than that, yeah, we've been over here for at least 2 weeks at a time. Every
Terrific.
Time.
Lovely. Now, of course, festivals, mentioned Download and Ramblin' Man last year, mm-hmm. and you also did some solo gigs in your own tour,
mm-hmm.
didn't you,
yes.
as well? The difference this time is that you're here just purely for your own tour, I understand?
The last time we came, I think it was December, we were here for our first headlining tour.
Right.
Yeah, this is our second. We're over here just for us.
Just for you.
Yeah.
Just for you. So they're all out there waiting for
exactly.
you. Does that feel kind of different to you? You know, is it a different kind of experience than when you're on stage with, you know, many different headliner bands and the next one up on the festival?
Not really. I mean, we do a lot of headliner stuff in the States, so
yeah.
it's kind of, we're in our element when we get to play our full set. You know, it's more fun for us, and we get to, you know, if you're opening for somebody, it's just usually 30-45 minutes, and you don't really get into it until your time to get off. So
yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, we're more in our element headlining.
Yeah, sure. And of course, you need a bit more time than 35 minutes with your tracks, don't you? Because
yes.
I mean, your tracks are quite long.
It's like five songs.
Five songs and they're gone.
Uh-huh.
Is that a deliberate thing to actually write music that is not just your standard, Joe, 3 or 4 minutes?
I guess. Well, we just write the song and prepare it our own way, and if it comes out in 3 minutes, then it comes out in 3 minutes. If it comes out in 6 or 7, then that's how it comes out. You know, we don't really have a set way of doing things. And also, you know, we'll prepare a song, and then as we play it live, it tends to gradually get longer.
Right.
Drag
Adding
down a little
bits
bit
in.
More, yeah. So, I mean, it's just our way of doing things.
And a lot of the music that you do is, you know, is inspired, isn't it, by your own sort of surroundings back in Texas mm-hmm. and all those kind of experiences that you had in, you know, your youth.
Yes.
Now, that's not an unusual thing, but a lot of your tracks have got quite a lot of characters in there, which you tend to build up on by, you know, and you can actually almost imagine that you know these people.
Yeah.
I mean, is that a deliberate thing?
I guess. There's just so many characters from where we're from. It's kind of hard not to have them in the stories. But, for the most part, they're made up, but they're based on people that we know or stories that we've heard. You know, it's just our way of saying stuff.
So it's not all fiction. There's a bit of fact in there as
a
well.
A little bit.
Which is terrific. So the new album, mm-hmm. we've got Mud. Which is a new one. I've just been looking at the artwork there. That's some nice pieces of work going on there.
Yeah, man. We had a day off, and we had a buddy of ours take us out to his parents' house, and they had a big swamp and woods out in the way out behind their house. We just went out there and took some photos, and had an amazing photographer do all this stuff, and it just turned out really awesome, actually. I did not think it was going to be that badass whenever we were out there.
It certainly does what it says on the tin, doesn't it? The cover looks just that sort of grittiness.
Exactly, yeah. That's exactly what we're going for.
That's what you're going for. So what's different with this album then? It's your fourth album, so obviously you're right into the groove now of performing in terms of studio and producing studio work. What's different about it?
Just growing as musicians and getting, you know, every time we go into the studio, it's a little bit more comfortable. Experience, you know. Been 10 years on the road, and our fourth album, it's just, it seems like it comes out easier, you know.
Right.
Instead of having to wring it out.
Yes. Forcing that last one out. Yeah. And do you get prepared going into a studio? Because I've read that actually you go in with a few ideas and a few songs in your pocket, and then suddenly when you're in there, it all kind of comes to life.
Yeah, well, that's the way we've done the last two. Dave Carl's our producer, and he likes to kind of just spur of the moment type thing. He's like, just let it come out, and he likes to create in the studio, which is a very cool way of doing stuff. But I'm not sure what we're gonna do for the next one. We might prepare a little bit, we might not. We don't know. We kind of play it by ear.
I just like the spontaneity of you guys. That's great. You're just going with the flow.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
That's something there.
So, well, you can't force it, you know. And then I feel like you can tell that we don't force it in our music.
Yeah, I think that's important, isn't it? I mean, you've been likened to many different bands. Lynyrd Skynyrd, famously, you know, Blackberry Smoke has been another band, the name that comes up quite a lot. Have they been influences for you? Is that why you've got those undertones in your music, or is it just that actually it's, you know, from where you're from and that's how it happens?
Well, I think a little bit of both. We are influenced by everybody we've ever heard that we like, you know, and you can't help but hear stuff and it just sticks with you, you know. I'm basically, you know, everybody that I've ever even listened to has been an influence on me in some way or another.
Yeah.
And, you know, being from where we're from, it kind of, that just seeps out. You can't help it. You can't lock that down in, so it just kind of comes out, you know, seamlessly.
So it kind of goes into a melting pot, and then somewhere it just resurfaces when
it's
ready.
Comes out, it's like, oh shit, that actually worked.
Yes. Oh, what a surprise. Yeah. I like that. Now, on this tour, I understand that you've actually got your keyboard player back.
Yes.
It's been AWOL.
he was gone for the first five shows, but it was a good excuse. He was going to his sister's wedding. So
fair enough.
Yeah, so we couldn't really tell him, no, you can't go over there.
No.
But we still had to come over here and do the first five shows. And we were getting used to it. Now he's back, and now it's going to be our first full show with him over here tonight.
Yeah.
It's gonna be awesome.
It will, but you know what? That must change the dynamics a bit for you again.
It
that
does.
Kind of like, uh-oh, we're back to that other sound?
It does. It was like, we were sitting there thinking, it's like, oh, man, which ones did he start and all this? But Now that he's back, it's just kind of like, just, you know, it's what we're used to.
Yes.
It's been 3 years since we played without him, so it was, the first five shows were kind of like,
yeah.
What are we doing right here?
Uh-oh, let's be home.
You know, yeah, but I mean, we've been on stage 10 years. We figured it out.
Yeah,
it wasn't too hard. It was just keep you on your toes moments.
Yeah, and actually, perhaps that's a good thing, isn't it?
Oh,
sometimes.
It was, yeah, it was very, very good for, you know, everybody creatively to try to fill those shoes. But now we don't have to.
No, that's right. Let him do his own stuff. You can relax again.
Mm-hmm.
So tonight's going to be a good show.
I don't think we've been. I can't remember if we've been here last time we headlined or not. So
I don't think you have. I've got a feeling this is your first time here.
I think it's not our first time here. We played here with Cadillac 3. I know that we played here with Cadillac 3, but I'm not sure if we played here headline last tour. So
you remember the wonderful surroundings, don't
I do.
You?
It's beautiful down here.
Now, I heard a rumor actually that when you were over in the UK last year, you actually missed a gig in Birmingham because you got lost in the old system of motorways
that
and got stuck.
The Cadillac 3. that was their tour. Also, we were in the van, and man, I've never been stuck in traffic like that before in my life. We have pretty bad traffic jams over there, but y'all don't have feeder roads over here. It's just like you can't go anywhere. Like you're just stuck there for like 9 hours. But we finally caught back with them the next show, so it was okay.
You made up for it.
Yeah, we missed Birmingham, but we've played Birmingham twice since then, so we made it up.
That's good. They would not have been happy if you'd missed it. So how many dates have you actually got on this tour then?
I believe 12. Mm. We're playing 8 shows in the UK, Wales, and Scotland. And then we got 2 in Germany, 1 in Amsterdam, and 1 in Paris.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Terrific. Now, you must have heard about our terrible situation yesterday in Manchester.
Awful, yes.
I mean, what a horrible, you know, it's everybody's speechless about
yes,
it. I mean, what's your view?
I can't fathom somebody thinking that way to do something like that. It's just beyond me. We heard about it after the show last night, and our thoughts and prayers are with everybody and the families, the victims, stuff like that. But we spent all night and all morning on the phones with our parents and loved ones back home. It's like, oh, we're okay. We weren't in Manchester, but it freaked everybody out. It's wild.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? I mean, we heard about the Bataclan in Paris. It was the same situation, wasn't it? You know, it's a trend that's coming. Does it worry you when you're going out there playing to a crowd that anything like that could happen, or does it not cross your mind?
Before, maybe, you know, like beforehand, but once we're up there, you just don't really think about something like that. You know, your mind and heart's on the music that you're playing at that moment. But yeah, I guess beforehand it kind of runs through the back of your mind a little bit. It's like, you know, but we got good security and everything here, so I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, and I think it's a way of life, isn't it, really? It could happen in the States, it France.
Yeah, now it could happen anywhere.
Yeah.
Last night, it's just...
Yeah.
Just unfortunate.
Yeah. But it's good that you're actually going back, you know, you're going to go on stage and, you know, the show must go on,
absolutely,
mustn't it, really,
yeah,
as far as music's concerned?
Can't really, I mean, you can't let something like that stop you, you know, and I guess it's kind of like, we're playing for the people that, you know, the people in the crowd have to do the same thing. We're going to tough it out too. We're going to come watch y'all play, so we got to go play for them, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And nobody can win then, can they? It's the good guys are on stage,
absolutely,
the good guys are watching, and that's what it's all about,
that's
isn't
right.
it?
Right.
Well, I'm really looking forward to listening to you, because I've seen lots of your stuff, but I haven't caught one of your live shows yet,
well,
so
hope,
I'm really looking forward
like
to it. No doubt of it.
Got a good one to come see. We've got everybody on stage now.
Yes, that's right. Got the whole ensemble.
Everybody, yeah.
Oh. Well, thank you so much for talking to me, Cody. It's been absolutely wonderful.
Nice.
And, you know, next time you're over here, we'll catch up again, no doubt.
No question.
You've been listening to Cattails.
To listen again to this and other tales, go to cattails.co.uk.